That's funny.
What's up, Real Live Talk family? It's your man, Live Ty Handles. And I want you to try my brand new fried chicken.
He's getting really tired of that. He's just like a motherfucker that loves fried chicken.
I'm Live Ty Handles, and I want you to try my brand new fried chicken. It's butt kicking. Let me quick, man. I just want to give you all real quick. You know, for all those who like voiceovers, you know what I mean, and advertisements, you know, I got that for you, you know what I mean? I got some General's fried chicken for you. You can get the eight-piece Nappy Meal.
The eight-piece Nappy Meal with a free 40-ounce of
with, actually, we're going to up to Annie. We're going to give him 2 40 ounces.
Colonel's you gotta... chicken. It's butt kicking. It's thing licking.
I can't with your man.
Colonel's chicken.
All right, y'all, man. Hold some real life shit. All right, my bad. I went to clowns real quick, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? Have a little junky jokes, you know what I mean? Talk some shit. Swallow some spit. And some motherfuckers can't do that shit. But we are the Real Live Podcast team. We are the Science Home team. We are who we are.
Yo.
I'm Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. You know what I mean? I got the brothers with me.
In the house, song click.
You know what I mean?
Mr. 88, y'all know me, the world known Shaka Phone Click is on.
And one thing.
Dark skin tone.
Dark skin tone, bitch.
That's all I can look at from my head. This nigga on the first 48. What is dark skin tone? What is the real name? I don't know. Dark skin tone.
Dark skin tone.
I gave you a description.
You go out, do your homework. And next time, have some ideas to rob your cousin. Next time, you better come with some ideas to rob your cousin.
I thought you knew dark skin tone.
They made me sick, man. Oh. But yeah, we in here, y'all. We in here for real. All the way live, 365. All praises due to the Most High. Yes, indeed. And we over here, man, we just having a moment where, you know, you appreciate the moment, but real live conversation comes about it. You know what I mean? Comes right about it. And,
while we building.
Yeah.
Building cathedrals in this motherfucker.
Yeah, Eagles' biggest cathedrals is...
We building condominiums in this motherfucker.
Eagles' is biggest cathedrals. Not Egos. Not Lego, my ego. Egos. Because a lot of folks is moving with their ego. That's biggest cathedral. And they doing all sorts of the wrong shit. They doing too much.
Yeah, man. You gotta blow the whistle and throw your flag, man. Hey, they violating, man.
Blow the whistle.
Throw the damn
towel. So it's like, yeah, throw the towel in. Some of y'all need to throw the towel in a long time ago. But y'all ego won't allow you to.
Man.
We are in times right now where motherfuckers is celebrating true to life bum status and mediocrity. They celebrating it. Like, if you ain't on no bum ass.
Motherfuckers been looking for a cookie.
A cookie cutter mentality. You know, a victim mentality type shit. If you ain't on that shit, if you ain't going along just to get along, you are very much not popular. We in them times. But even though, moving forward. Eagles' biggest cathedrals. And they got a brother like myself. There's a certain level of momentum that you reach in life that cannot be stopped and contained by anything that's not flying on the frequency that you are.
Well said.
If you hang with bums, you're going to be a bum. You cannot...
Birds of a
feather. You know, they always want to have these slogans out here. You can't make a hoe a housewife. You can't make a bum a millionaire either.
No. You know, you got some...
You can't make a housewife into a hoe.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
The hoe gonna be a hoe.
No. Well, fuck me up was when I realized
this could be a bitch.
That it's a great number of people out here that's homeless by choice.
Mm.
Not it ain't that they like they know that it's not shit they could have had did and they know it and not that they tried and failed, but they actually just chose to just stay
on the bench.
You saying they exposed their
on
head?
The,
is that what you saying?
You know what I'm saying? In the shelter, working a job and shit.
Hey, brother.
And staying there just so they ain't got to pay rent. So they can be fresh and shit every day.
Hey, brother.
You think this thing going to the hotel or some shit like that? He going to a shelter every night.
Could I ask my brother a question?
Yes.
The bums I was talking about actually pay rent, have fake ass bags, eyelashes.
You ain't got to live on the street to
nails,
be a bum.
Oh.
Jordans.
Oh, those. Oh.
The flyest car.
You can be sitting on milk.
Don't
crates.
Own shit.
Don't read your
deductible.
Don't never go out of their comfort zone. You can run going with this?
Don't
these motherfuckers pay
do
rent.
Deductive.
They pay rent. And the only thing they think they are fucking good for, no, what makes them think that they better than everybody else, that ego's biggest cathedral, is because right. They know about the latest trends and what's going on now. Not how you became who you became, you right. Slave-ass goof.
What you know about...
What you know about the bums that pay rent? I'd rather fuck with the homeless individuals. They ain't bums to me. They just unfortunate. Misfortunes. Some going through some shit. You know, they doing some real foul shit to the individuals that have mental health problems.
Oh, yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
They're letting them be amongst the...
Yeah, they put them all in the... They grouping them up with them.
And for an individual that took care of them before in my life and has no problem doing it again, they turn them into zombies. So all this zombie shit that everybody be talking about, hey, a lot of them is individuals that you fucking could help a little bit. But they've been so psyched up on drugs and they've fed the same routine for so many years, they are fucking exactly what they got bred to be.
Man.
But anyway.
A little compassion go a long way.
Yeah.
Man. It's fucked up.
Yeah,
man.
But
that's what tied in.
Like, these motherfuckers be walking up on my car on East 9th. I ain't on that shit, man.
Or break it into your car. Remember that situation?
No, they be walking up on the car while I'm at the light. I'm like, look at you.
No, what about the one bitch we found in your car?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was safe.
And she cussed him out.
She's like, what the fuck out, boy? I got to
she cussed him out.
What you got to do is get out this car. She told me she
cussed my nigga out.
She told me she had.
We thought it was you in the car. We thought it was you.
I like saying already in the car, but I'm going to throw this crackhead bitch drinking my water.
Drinking the water, going through the fucking glove compartment,
water,
like, going through the armrest.
And then told me to close the door.
His mouth fixed to get to.
Look, she told me to close the door.
And said, close the door.
Like, I got shit to do.
I've heard some shit in my life. I was sitting there like,
you got to get out this car.
I said, I don't know whether to pistol whoop this bitch or pray for her.
Right, bitch.
I might do it at the same time.
I ain't even on notes, but bitch, you ain't paying nothing to this mother.
I'm going to give you one of them.
She called the monster. She told me to get the fuck out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
She got shit to do.
He was disturbing her from giving her ramble on. She had shit to do. That's pretty much how she came at him. You are disturbing my ramble, and don't make me burn your clothes on scramble.
Man,
I'm out of here.
Man.
You gotta go outside with a level head.
That ain't
it. Gotta keep a level head out here.
I was drinking, bitch.
Man, gotta keep a level head out here, man.
Mother
make you snizz app on him, man.
And that's, and that, we had a jokey with it, but that was some real life shit that happened, y'all.
And that's a bum crackhead chick with entitlement. Sitting in somebody else's shit.
Yes.
Begging for something.
Yeah.
And basically saying.
Hey, you telling me to get the fuck out of my
car. Right. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, I'm going to get out your shit.
Full time jack move, huh, B?
But when I feel like it, though, because I'm this bum crackhead lady, and you should just.
Have you ever had somebody tell you they're giving you space in your own house?
Yo.
No,
like for real?
How did
what?
Real? Blasphemy! I try my hardest to bite my tongue because I don't want to make my mouth bleed. Flat out, some niggas will bite their tongue till they mouth bleed. Shout out to 38 Special with that live bar. He said, "Yeah, I mean the trust movement." But anyway, I don't know how to contain myself on the inner when somebody say that to me. If I'm in my house, ain't no space you can give me.
Man.
I'm in my space. If I'm in your house and you're letting me be in my whatever mindset I got going on, maybe it might be a little negative, a little bit, you know, aggressive. If I'm in your space and you're giving me a moment to be in your space,
right?
Now you're giving me some space. But I'm in mine and I'm on some asshole shit. Right. I'm on some fuck you this shit.
You need to move
fuck
around
that shit.
And find you some
I'm
space.
Over here ranting. Yeah, You just leave.
You need to move around and find you some space. You know what I'm saying?
Don't let me rant. Don't let me vent. I'm going to vent and rant in my shit. If I'm doing it in your shit and you giving me space, that's different. Yo, that man. Ego, biggest cathedrals type shit, in my opinion.
Yo, man, look, hey, and all my young dudes out there, man, young dudes out there like 22, 23, man, look, man, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Start focusing up early, man. Start focusing up early, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, look, man, don't think that you're going to play the block and then get it. Okay, all right. So, like, you 20. So, like, most of y'all done already either said fuck school already. They ditched it 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But Posa had went back and didn't go, you know what I'm saying? It ain't too late for that neither, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is think about the next 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of y'all thinking about, you know what I'm saying? Because the next 5, 6, 7 years from now and shit, you don't want to be the motherfucker with the inflated ego off of the potential of what you know you could do, but you never did it. Mm-hmm. And now you sitting around motherfuckers looking at them like they supposed to do something for your ass. Mm-hmm. But you ain't never do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
One
wasted opportunity.
You finished with your thought on that?
That's for the young men, you know what I'm saying? That's for the young men out there.
And I'm so glad my brethren pointed out the age on it. The reason we go age with it is because
it's different cycles, man.
We are part of the generation
people, period,
that had. Okay, I'm gonna speak myself.
Yeah, okay.
But I know our generation. Yeah. I mean, y'all can kind of feel it. Our generation.
We the last ones to do certain things.
We are our generation is the last to do certain things. The first and the last. Our eras was different, and we were forced to be a certain way that actually was conducive to future living. And this life shit here, you take losses. And you don't fucking only take losses. You have to have the ability to learn from the losses.
Yeah.
Celebrate them. Because they get you next to that next level.
You got to accept them.
Y'all folks nowadays, and some folks in our fucking generation, haven't accepted that reality.
By not accepting one loss, you go ballistic, and now you'd end up having a whole
several
super big L on your neck and your ankle.
I like
shit.
What my man said. This about the L. Look.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You went from having
it's like an anchor.
Right. You went from having one little L, you know what I'm saying, like on your shoulder and shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But you can hold that one, right? Rub it in. But instead, you don't want to accept this L. You keep trying to give it back. No, it's yours.
It's yours.
But now you done triggered some other shit.
You earned it.
Set a reaction to where now you done took a bigger L.
Wow.
By not accepting this L. Now you went from this little L on your shoulder to this big ass L on your neck. Now that it's on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
We got folks that be so damaged and fucked up that they don't even know how to...
Neck to the shoulder.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of that L now.
They're so damaged and fucked up. Yeah, from the L they didn't want to accept. If they did accept it, they accepted it with the wrong kind of energy. And reciprocity.
Man.
And reciprocity. You know something like that? Anyway.
Man, shit.
My bad on that one.
But damn.
They accepted it with a very, 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 damn. Very negative, low budget ass frequency.
Yeah.
And I say low budget. I went there.
And didn't really accept what they had, the part that they had in it.
Yeah, you know that'd be saying? The part of the moment.
Because a lot of times, like, the way you could make a mistake and fuck up and have somebody tell you that you fucked up and not really catch feelings about it, it's because you done checked yourself already on that. You done looked yourself in the mirror already. You done went through the shame of it through yourself.
Shame.
So when somebody else tell you, yo, you know you fucked up, you guys look at them and be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I did.
But I'm working on that.
But folks don't know how to do that.
And you know what I'm saying, it ain't no shame in it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I tell motherfuckers who know me, most of my whole fucking life, it's where I was learned. Nigga, hey, I'm gonna tell you what the fuck I did. You ain't got to ask around. This what happened. All right?
This what happened.
Period.
And this is how it happened.
And we gonna roll from there. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened from there, I'm gonna live with that.
Sit back and take notes. But it's like,
Now, true enough, everybody got their little finesse and shit. But, but when it comes to those real life shit, no, I'm coming straight 100. No, this what happened, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, what you gonna do about that? What we gonna do? What you know, less, more, whatever. All right, bet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna deal with it. You know what I'm saying? But when it come about though, I ain't never about to be ashamed about nothing I did, cause I had already dealt with it. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you gotta realize what it is. You gotta accept the direction and the momentum.
A lot of folks
forcing you to go a different way that is really actually gonna be beneficial to you versus the way you've been trying to go, just because you don't want to accept the fact that that might not be the way you want to go. I had to do that with hustling. We in a different time frame now.
And to be a good hustler, you gotta lower your ego some.
I'm talking about on the underground level. The shit that gets you actually, you know what I mean?
Especially the state out until you come up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're throwing rocks at the pen hustles. Because the legal hustles out here, there's so many of them. Man, you get a way different kind of high from getting money in the legal hustles and how you do out here selling, you know what I mean, the drugs and shit.
And all my dudes out there in the streets and shit. Like, how the fuck you think you
dudes find and chicks.
How the fuck you think you finally get to the nigga? They got what you been looking for. And you look at them. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all look at the nigga and be like, this nigga? But he don't. Because he learned how to humble himself.
With the exception of three dudes, all my favorite hustlers are chicks, man. That I've met in my life and got money with and did things with and got some good life, fucking life experiences with. They were females, man. I can only shout out a few dudes, man, that I actually respect how they get it and how they got it.
I got most
on the motherfucking hustling and real life shit, busting their gun and doing what they do. Most of that, it's been chicks.
Real shit. Shout out.
And they wasn't tattletales either.
Yo, rest in peace to my nana, Shay Lover, Shawana Williams, know what I'm saying? Dee Dee, know what I'm saying? Yo, real live females out here in the game, man.
Shout out to my girl AZ, man. We'll be home soon.
Down the way, Geraldine, know what I'm saying? With her black sexy ass. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Lady AZ, you'll be home very soon. It's sad. You should have been home 5 seasons ago. But I've never seen no kind of fuck shit like this, man, when it comes to your specific situation. But don't worry about it. The real live movement is doing its thing.
And Geraldine Chevy's put dude Chevy's to shame, nigga.
Chevy's to shame.
When I say all Geraldine wrote was heavy Chevy's, nigga.
Heavy Chevy's.
The heaviest Chevy's, nigga. With her little slim ass. Hop straight in that bitch with her little slim ass. Oh, man.
We gonna take a quick break, y'all. Just a quick one. You know what I mean? Shout out to a sponsor. This Real Live Talk podcast episode right here is brought to you exclusively by Renee's Renovations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most y'all shouting out the live businesses out here.
Get that.
Yeah, yeah. Any folks that need some renovation and restoration for their situation?
You know what I'm saying?
Get with Renee, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Need that trimming?
Yes, indeed.
Need that paint? Need that cut and paint and all that type of shit?
Follow Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. You'll find it. You'll find it.
Get with that.
But yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Holler at y'all in a few ticks. Live out. All right, y'all. Back with part 2. Episode 58.
Sorry, y'all left
season off. Season 5. Hey, yeah, he was cooking up some good stuff.
Without a dope, beat the step, too.
He was over there creating some good stuff.
Hey, you ain't heard this. Well, I probably have.
We over here listening to it. We've been over here listening to it, okay?
I'm like, you ain't heard this. I'm like, it's right in there. I see what you've been doing to it. Yeah, you probably heard it. It was right in the next one.
And it's funny because that's what ties in to the topic.
I'm like, y'all ain't heard what I'm doing.
That momentum, a certain level of momentum you reach that can't be stopped.
Y'all got like, no negative motherfuckers. Right now, y'all.
No negative punk motherfuckers. No bumble
clubs. Ooh, he said negative punk motherfuckers. That's a lot.
Because folks always, you know what?
That's super.
You got folks that be checking for you just to see. You know what I mean?
I just want to break that down.
They're checking for you.
A negative person.
To hope that you are not progressing.
And a punk. Motherfucker.
They hope you ain't progressing. Speak your business.
That's a bad
combo. No, I had to break down.
That's a bad combo, right? Negative punk.
Negative punk.
Like, you negative ass Nancy. You punk ass bitch. And your motherfucker. That's a lot, man.
No, that's like,
you don't want to be that.
You want to reach that momentum right there that just can't be fucked with.
I'm on the running side.
No, see, this one of the problems that be slowing down motherfuckers' momentum. Sometimes it can break them when they go all the way down. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just watch it happen publicly to somebody's favorite heroes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you pretty much got put like this.
I was devastated.
You got more. You got a lot more of these punk motherfuckers out here now. than real motherfuckers, right?
Okay.
And what end up happening is these recent years, you got a power shift to where you got a lot of punk motherfuckers who are end up in power. Now, true Ooh. Enough, some of them earned them, worked their ass off for it, and got up there and just became assholes. A lot of them snaked their way there and shit, and they mm-hmm. fucked around and they finally busted a move and hit their lick.
Bullshit,
and now they got
the, they took the compromise.
The bullshit.
Now when you got a bunch of punk motherfuckers who are in power, or who got some influence, what ends up happening is you'll be a real motherfucker on a real mission, but you'll have these group of motherfuckers who we didn't got shit to do because there's some punk motherfuckers mm-hmm. and there's some negative motherfuckers, mm-hmm. which makes them haters, right, by nature. So they would literally make it a good, like, part of their day, like a job, to hate on you, to make sure that whatever you're trying to do, they try to stop it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And that's how you got a lot of real niggas. Who fall victim to this punk shit?
That punk shit. We don't like it none. Punk shit. We don't like it.
Yeah, it was a lot of punk motherfuckers going around, so I figured they brand new. Go back on that. Brand new was the first one saying you got to lift the punk motherfuckers.
Right.
That's good advice.
Actually, that's very good advice.
I mean, like real shit, like you got, like right now, some shit I ain't never seen before. You got motherfuckers just literally popping up fresh in town with a bag and a sack, and niggas rolling with them. And you gotta spot him quick. That's a dangerous motherfucker to have around
you. Yeah. Very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yeah. Speaking of which, it's a turn. Because a scared nigga shoot you quick. I done been robbed once in my whole life. It was one nigga that was in this group of niggas. He was shaky as fuck, ass kept falling off and shit. I kept turning around on purpose, like, nigga, I don't. Look, I'm turning away, like, nigga, I don't want to look at you, nigga. Please put your mask back on. And out of everybody out the whole fucking thing.
It's like a COVID mask.
Put on
this back in the day, so we actually had the bandana tied around this motherfucking like half his face and shit.
He tied like a bitch about to get her hair fucked up.
Here's the partner. What's up now, partner?
Yeah, and that bitch just kept on sliding down. Nigga, look.
That nigga ain't have a strong enough chin.
He stuttered when he slid up on me. Nigga, you give it up. Hey, yo, I said, oh, shit.
Every night I gotta fight.
I never stood so still in my life. This scared motherfucker shoot me on accident.
Accident.
Nigga, go ahead, nigga.
got dollars to shoot everything but what they aiming for.
I wasn't scared before.
That's what they
but that, when that nigga slid up on me, oh, now I'm scared. Oh, yo, you the professionals around here? Could y'all please help me and grab the rest of my money? And
you
get the scared nigga the fuck out of here.
You get the proper villain next time you do a good one.
Ain't nobody even took a shooting class. They shooting like Dirty Harry out of this motherfucker. Kickback hitting them in the head. And they get bruised from shooting.
They need to get this duck hunt mentality out their mind.
Duck hunt. Seriously, they doing that shit. Like,
see,
I would rather be in a shootout between white people that's aiming for each other. Because they ain't going to hit me.
Yeah.
The motherfucker been running with a gun backwards. I seen this shit before. The motherfucker running down the street with a gun backwards shooting.
Oh,
he done killed birds and then came. Oh, damn, man. But he ain't killed everything else.
Road.
But he ain't
from the
nothing he was aiming for.
Yeah,
but cowards don't deserve it. Cowards don't deserve it.
Scared to get you quick, man, you know what I'm saying? It's one of the reasons why, you know what I'm saying, you see like some of the real shit, like some of the gruesome killings and violence is going on because right now everybody want to be the big man who can pump fear. What happens when you pump fear? Yo, somebody going to try to grab you out the way.
Big bad wolf lost.
I'm a fucking bit tired of being scared.
Again, I just remind y'all
of that. I'm a fucking bit tired of being scared. So I can figure out a way to bump your ass and fuck up the road. Get him the fuck out the way. You know what? I feel a lot better if this nigga wasn't around no more. How about you? You too? Well, let's figure out a way to get this nigga the fuck out the way. Why he think we scared? Yeah, man. So keep trying to pump fear in people and all that type of shit, man. That's what ends up happening, man. You know what I'm saying?
Folks are so filled with so much of their own fear that they try to project it on the others. You know what I mean?
Deeper than Atlantis. Oh, yeah.
We definitely in them times.
I was scared of shit on the inside, for real.
Fear.
We definitely in them times.
Mike Tyson
can reach targets unreachable
Mike Tyson said...
Fear can reach targets unreachable to bullets.
Tyson said that was the fuel to his fire.
Well,
was the fear. The fear of losing.
Fear in somebody.
The fear of getting knocked out.
You think about it. We still live under the fear of God.
Yes. We lightweight. We lightweight shit
there. Yeah, but it keeps
us
chaos.
Yeah, but we shouldn't ignore the God inside of us that will keep you all the way contained anyway.
And if we talking about it on a national social type level, what exactly what God are we embodying in this time?
I ain't gonna say all the guys that we embody, and what God we embody. But I just know this: that when we talking about fear, people still react from the fear of God. How many times have your mama whooped your ass and say, "I put the fear of God in you"? Like, seriously. Now this is the thing that we abide by.
Never was successful.
Yeah, we abide by we abide by the fear. We abide by fear.
Respect for your parents is a level of fear of God.
Well, respect is something different.
Because that's what the fear of God is.
She told me she was going to put all that. I didn't believe her until she did.
And bam, that's another level of God.
I didn't believe her until she did.
I ain't gonna lie, I got my. That's what's missing from these kids. They ain't getting their ass whooped. I got it. Man, I was borderline. I tell my mama, the shit she used to do to me could be considered abuse now. And it really can because that's how sensitive we are. It wasn't abuse for me. It was just getting my ass whooped. Now, they will lock you up for doing the shit that my mother used to do. And she ain't doing nothing wrong. She wouldn't beat me with no railroad tracks or no shit like that.
Railroad tracks.
Yeah, hit me with a spiker, breaking me over the rack. And she just simply whipped my ass when I got out of line. And my mother was a puncher.
Kept my ass.
My mother just punched me. And my mother threw haymakers.
And no,
you get choked up like
my mother was a puncher in the thrower.
Puncher
in the thrower.
That shit kept me out of jail and other places. I tell you what
we consider now.
It was a lot of
abuse is not feeding your kids for a few days like you done brought them.
Yeah. Right. No, it's a lot of situations, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I wasn't scared of the dudes I was hanging with or the cops. I was more scared to come on to my mama.
Man.
And telling her what getting caught doing whatever the fuck they was talking about doing and saying, no, I'm cool.
I wasn't worried about
the cops or nothing. Or my niggas clowning me or nothing. No, I'll fight y'all right now.
The cops will shoot you. Your mama gonna punish
fight,
you.
Before I go home and fight my moms and pops, nigga.
You gonna get punished.
Man, oh shit, this is like classic radio right there.
I don't even know what station this is, but hey, this station going hard.
They going with you, ain't they?
Hey, this station going hard.
They going there, ain't they? I'm like, what am I hearing?
It's like a Pandora station, but it's going hard.
Yeah, it's doing some real good on the playlist stuff.
Man. No, matter of fact, I got to quote the great Dolores Tucker, what she said the problem right now is. She said, the teachers is scared of the superintendent. The superintendent is scared of the child. Superintendent is scared of the principal, who's scared of the parents. And the parents are scared of the kids. And the teachers are scared of the kids. And the kids ain't scared of nobody.
That's called inmates running the asylum.
I don't even like using that.
And that's exactly
I don't like even using that word, inmates.
Oh,
everybody's scared.
That's how they look at it.
Everybody's scared of the kids now, and they ain't scared of nobody.
The school system, the prison system, the religious system are all ran the same way.
You can't spank them.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't spank.
You can't chastise them.
Man, listen, let's throw the word spank out. I never got a spanking in my life. I got a whooping. Let's just talk the word spank. That's some white shit.
They turned it down on the tab, man.
True.
One night.
I never got a spanking.
One day of my life. Beatings.
Yeah.
Thrashings.
Man, my mother used to grab my shirt. She just grabbed me by the collar. She grabbed me so much by the collar, the motherfuckers thought I had a Prince blouse. They're like, where you get that Prince blouse? That's some wrinkles in my shirt from my mother grabbing me. Man, listen.
Where you get that Prince blouse?
Yeah, they're like, where you get that blouse from? I ain't got no blouse, motherfucker.
Prince blouse.
Yeah, they thought I had on some Purple Rain shit when I went to school. That's what my mother grabbing me. I had a permanent wrinkle.
They do
right
have
here.
A different way they grab your shit up, don't
they? Permanent wrinkle.
That's the fingers of the ruffles.
That's a whole different kind of way.
They call it yoking you up.
Yep.
Yoke you up, though, but.
So, I never got a spanking, but I got a yoking in three.
I used to think I could transport. My mother used to yoke me up so fast. I went from one room to the other end. And a snap. I'm like, damn.
They ain't no snap.
And I got whoopings over dumb. I got whoopings over being smart ass, doing dumb shit. I tried to clean my room with the force one time. I got my ass
whooped.
With the force?
Yeah, I was sitting in my room like this.
Man. He wasn't talking about Nike, y'all.
Hey, I was like this in my room. My mother like, you ain't did shit in the last 2 hours? Oh, I'm about to whip your ass.
He wasn't talking about
I was like,
Nike, y'all.
The force ain't working. I said, the force ain't working.
I'm trying to clean
it up. She should have spared me that ass. Because I really tried to use the force.
I usually tried.
Man, don't let me watch Star Wars if you ain't think I was going to try to use this shit to clean my room. Anyway.
I see.
Oh, it didn't.
I see.
But, nonetheless, I never used the force. I got that whooping, and I never did try to use the force again for shit.
The force
I ain't even try to use the force to get pepper out of the cabinet.
Yeah.
You think you think, hey, that I canceled the force after that. This is a reality check.
Cancel that
bitch. Listen. That's what people need, a reality check.
Yeah.
My reality check was, hey, don't use the force for shit. It don't work. All it's going to do is get you a beat.
But especially
young ladies, man, raising young men. Y'all spoiling these little boys. They 5, 6 years old.
Quit having the
right can't nobody
quit
spank
giving
them
the Eagles' biggest cathedrals.
Can't nobody spank them. You got them in J's and shit every day and everything. Can't nobody say
buying them chains.
Know what I'm saying?
Chains. All of the fucking Bojangle shit. All of the bullshit that make a motherfucker be a target.
Now, Botron is boy 14. Now he got an ego as big as a cathedral. And you can't tell this boy nothing. You ain't never whooped his ass before. So, and now he like 2 times bigger than you. How you think he looking at you now?
Not with fear. No respect.
And he been telling you to shut up since he was 10.
man, that ain't even allowed. That shit wasn't even allowed, but the word shut up about, was like a cuss word.
Girl, he's so bad.
I couldn't even tell my sister to shut up. It was a cuss word. If they saying shut up at my house, it was like saying shit, damn, or fuck.
Right. And before you know it,
if I told my sister to shut up, my mother like, that's rude. Like,
it was all about timing.
Apologize.
My house.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
it was about timing.
Yeah, apologize.
You know what I'm saying?
Not before you know it, your son's 17, and you a hostage in your own house now.
He said hostage, yo.
Yeah, you a hostage. Cause this is all about whatever he want now. Or don't make him
the
mad.
First time you
don't
laugh,
want him to get mad.
You laugh when he called you a bitch. Oh, he called me a bitch. Like that was a milestone.
That's why I got the bamboo sticks right there, y'all see.
What, to beat somebody?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Baby in them instead the of individuals
that think they can deceive mad. Me. You know what I mean? Be on that bullshit. I'll beat your ass with this bamboo stick.
Say that extendo bamboo stick. Be like,
no, look
like a baton.
You see him? You see what I'm saying? Like we can find it in Thailand.
Right.
I give them one so they can defend themselves. Hell, you beat this one stick against nine.
Right,
no,
right.
Here,
right.
You got one.
Right.
I'm sorry, y'all.
We about to have a joust.
The man does have bamboo sticks right in the corner. I didn't even see them boys. But I guess when he be whipping his child, he be like, Banzai!
They have their own weapon. They can defend themselves. You about to learn how to joust for real.
You gonna learn today.
You ain't gonna be out here shooting nobody. You can disarm somebody with that bamboo stick.
Hell yeah.
And they're gonna be bad as hell and wish you shot them. How about that part?
When you walk away with their gun and they lip and their legs split, like, what the fuck did happen?
And they back got a different kind of pain in it now.
Getting cane. Because
you just swept them with the cane. Yeah, you just swept them with the damn.
Man, he got a Mortal Kombat.
He went in the air like fucking Sonic. You know what I mean? Knock the Sonic rings out this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Just funny that you say that because I got in a fight one time when I was in high school. That's what I thought about, knocking the Sonic rings out of a motherfucker. And I'm like, I play too many video games. When I actually imagine me knocking the rings out this motherfucker. And that's what I knew. I had Lee Sega alone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I hit that motherfucker and I was looking for the rings. I was trying to collect them.
No, you just,
I'm like, yeah, I hit him hard. Where the rings at?
You just ain't really like that motherfucker. That's what that was. You visualize hitting that motherfucker. You just ain't really like that motherfucker.
No, that was an anger situation.
You really like that
motherfucker. Yeah, I'd have been there on that one. Well, I'd have seen myself like, I'm about to smack that shit. I can see myself just, I came out of my body, and I'm watching myself just walk up to this nigga and just, yeah!
Hey, look. It was anger.
I saw myself.
A brother that we all know got his ass laid out in Cleveland Heights. And got the Mario coins knocked out of his head.
Okay, I ain't gonna say it.
We got the Mario coins.
We were talking about this.
The Tokyo diamonds and the Sonic rings knocked up out his ass.
And he was leveled like, up on him. Like level two.
Hey, look, he was laying next to him.
He hit the L1 button.
The R2 button.
He was left laying next to fucking raccoon piss.
The raccoon pissed on.
That was their domain to piss at.
The raccoon gonna piss on you, damn. That's total disrespect.
The raccoons is a smart motherfucker. They will piss on you and take your food.
Like I said,
he probably had the Polish boy. They probably took that shit like what?
That ties in. It ties in to the topic. Certain momentum just can't be stopped.
No.
And infiltrated. When you the hater and you the whack ass, man. You got folks that's really out here trying to disrupt your shit, man. And the battle between good and evil right now. This battle of the spirit and the mind. It's really going and popping right now. And they put so much demon time in the fucking atmosphere and universe.
It's a battle between
It's hard not to be on it sometimes.
Yeah.
You lightweight have to be on that to survive, but you also gotta fucking be able to fucking ignite and illuminate the God inside you at the same damn time.
It's hard.
Because the devil was created by God,
yep.
The creator. one way or another, however you believe in it, whatever image you got in your mind of how God was, hey,
that's his brother.
It's the ego to the end.
Just start being
mythology, that's his brother.
Just start being more open minded about the whole thing, the entirety. Because it's really a it's really an energy.
He didn't exist.
Making people believe he ain't exist.
Come on now.
Greatest trick never been pulled. Making y'all believe I don't exist.
Quit believing that y'all got to go to heaven to see some mansions when you can go right over here in Richland, Ohio, and get you one.
Yeah,
on earth.
Be honest.
I want my mansions
on earth. I'm disappointed if that all I get is a mansion when I go to heaven. Like you say, I could have got that
right,
out here.
Yo,
in Georgia.
Very disappointed if I go there and everybody hears a mansion.
In Georgia.
I mean, you mean I did all this Florida. Shit for a mansion?
I got a mansion for 3.260.
Yeah, I could have bought a house in Bath.
I got a mansion for 2.4. It had four garages.
Right.
Six cooks.
Six cooks. You telling me I went all the way to heaven to get a mansion? I should have stuck with the sheep. At least I would have got 40 women.
Right.
9,000 square acres.
Harem, at least.
9,000 square acres.
Yeah, 9,000 square. And they be changing this shit all the time.
I can have some cattle on me.
We been through Viagra in the deal.
Now. I can have some cattle over here.
You know, like, it's like the whole saying, though, the whole as above, below, everything, the way everything is set up down here, it goes the way the shit is going up there. And when shit changes up there, shit changes down here.
Please.
You know what I'm saying?
This song had this time, but I don't want it now.
You know what I'm saying? All that shit.
But we over here jamming over. You know what I'm saying? We ain't. It's the first time
we ain't
giving fuck.
I didn't realize I was playing.
We ain't giving
fuck. Like, you know, I wanted to hear the beginning of that. Where he'd be like, nah, wait a minute, Frank. There's a lot of angry people out there. I'm saying, that's funny.
Yeah, that
little. I said, we're going there with a bullet for each of them.
That intro skit. Yeah.
That's Attica, though, people. That really happened. I know they put it in the skit, but that shit really happened. It was a prison riot in Attica. And they wanted to just go in and kill everybody. The solution. It always seems to be the solution when it comes to us.
It really be the solution.
Yeah, kill them all. Just kill them all.
You want to help me? We talk about the solution. You a fucking douche. You can't talk about the solution and be a douche. But you know what?
They killed off their workforce.
But here's like I said,
that's arrogance.
Those egos' biggest cathedrals, right?
Yeah, exactly what I was saying.
Sometimes you get them individuals that have been fucked up so bad that it becomes that. And it some people's delusion be a part of their whole ego shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The perception of it, you know what I'm saying? And it creates everything they're looking at.
You can keep it all the way trail with somebody and tell them what the hell is going on and what's not going on. And they egotistical as delusional mind, they're going to still try to create a narrative or a situation that don't even exist. But you kept it real with them.
Some people just delusional. And they don't understand the truth.
You kept it all the way blatant.
And you got people that just don't want the truth.
Yeah, it's what they exposed to.
If you tell somebody the truth, they be like, no, I'd rather live in my world.
Yeah, or allow themselves to get exposed
to. I am not going to accept that as truth.
Right. And them type folks, you got to just let that closed book stay closed till they open it. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You can tell somebody the sun will set the date.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the truth.
You can tell somebody it's just
the
imagination. The sun will
set the day and they'll be like, I don't believe you.
It said yesterday.
Yeah,
it said yesterday.
Yeah, like,
that's not tomorrow.
I don't believe you.
It's just imagination.
Yeah, like they'll just argue with you on that. I got a person in mind that y'all both know that argue with you on that shit. And it's a she. And I tell her the sun is going to set the night at 7:20. I don't believe you.
Yo,
I wear tinfoil on my head. I can't use deodorant.
Yo, folks gotta start facing the facts when they see him, man.
Who wants to face the facts?
Because no matter what you call it or how you feel about it, it's always going to be the same thing that it is. No matter what you call it. It's still going to be that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Aside from us three, we real.
Who's living in reality,
really
though,
wants
right?
Who really to know the truth? Who really wants to accept the truth?
A lot of folks do.
It's a lot of people that don't. Yeah. You know, I think they might outnumber the people that do.
Of course. Because a lot of folks suffer from the cognitive dissonance I'm always talking about.
It's so many people that don't want to accept the truth.
They'll argue with some shit that was conditioned in their brain.
They make up their own truths because they don't want to accept the truth.
You got generations of motherfuckers who don't want to accept the truth about nothing. It's what they truth is. You know what I'm saying?
And then I got a dude on the corner telling me everything in the Bible is true.
One of the most plagiarized situations that we can ever talk about.
That's the word of the day. Plagiarism.
Subjugation, too.
You know what?
I read the Cliff Notes on the Bible, so I'm good.
Because they took a lot.
remember the Cliff Notes?
Because subjugation is used a lot in that. And just the whole propaganda of that system. You know what I'm saying?
It's disgusting.
Guess who's the subjugator? Because guess who's the subjugator? Heaven's the megatron. What does that even mean? That was that pixie, that's drugs and shit. That was that look. They've been doing the subliminal messages too. It's a long time. That's that witchcraft. That's that.
Oh yeah.
You know what
I mean? That's good.
I even
you
know what a mean? White dude that wrote a song about it. Oh, Frank Sinatra. Wicked Witchcraft. He wrote a song about it.
Not
wanna hear him.
Not evil woman.
Oh, ELO, evil woman.
And
on
that's like that old pirate fisher joke.
I did put that one in the podcast, too, in the first season.
Niggas the sardines.
I did. I started off the podcast with that song. Yeah, season one.
Sardines and whopper fiends.
It's an old, you know what I'm saying? It's like one of the oldest jokes. But what they said, though, is it's one way they put the truth in the face, though. Because the sardine can, right? They call it sardines, right? But all those fillets in there, all of those are not sardines. You got herrings and other type of little tunas. You know what I'm saying? But they label them. But they put all of them in one box. All of you all are sardines. All of you are niggas.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, man. These people are on some more negligence.
Negligence is a new word. Let's address negligence.
Hey, yo.
I'm Nigga Diamond.
All right, it's time to wrap this up. This episode right here. It's part two.
When I come back, I'm going to address negligence.
Play some of the live ass. You know. Play some of the new.
Sonny Chiba.
Give him some of the 1, 2, 3.
Oh, hey, okay. Let me plug this in. Let me plug that in. I got to get my DJ equipment together. My DJ equipment is a phone, by the way. But
what was it called? You said Stuntman.
I'm the unknown Stuntman to make Eastwood look so fine.
Okay.
Hey, what you know about that?
Never.
I'm the unknown Stuntman.
We're going to fucking deal with it. I'm live, Ty Handles. Try live here,
y'all.
Y'all be all the way careful out here for real.
Let's see what the latest got for us.
Just know, set your own pace, have your own force.
You
said the Kanye remix. Yeah, right.
Everybody wear costume, spray a little extra perfume. Yeezys in a stock room, that's the name of the stock room. Hit the club with at least 10, with a 500, that's a cheap end.
Yeah.
I promise Playboy, we get the tape out for the weekend. Yeah. It's over. Too famous to sneak in, Wolverine in a sheepskin. I be going off the deep end, we here for a reason. Boy, we got more to do. You test it like, yo, I'm like, yo, I've been avoiding you.
They do be avoiding, don't they?
Hey, if they don't play this, call the DJ. This verse is shut down, free
Funniest truth about that. Track with fast as what?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to do that part. That's what I had to do.
Oh, some real life? Shits and giggles.
That's what it is.
Shits and giggles. Yeah, we had the whole shit going. Shits and giggles. Shits and giggles. Shits and giggles. All right, y'all. All
right.
I'm the Limus.
Can I say it? Live out.
Say it again, boy.
Live out.